Sportsnet 650.
We have a very special guest, John, that you are very excited to speak with.
Yeah, we are now joined on the playbook by current assistant coach to the South Korean men's national hockey team, former NHLer, former Vancouver Canuck, and he's also represented the United States on an international level. That is one Richard Park. Richard, thanks for joining us. 안녕하세요.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. It's an absolute pleasure to have you. Just to explain, give you a little context, I'm actually Korean. I was born in Seoul. Family moved to Canada in 94. So watching you in a Vancouver Canucks jersey was always a bit of a treat for me just because, well, let's face it, there's not a lot of Koreans in the game. So talk to us a little bit about that and the growth of hockey in Korea, where I know it's not nearly as in demand as soccer and baseball, for example.
Well, first of all, I definitely... enjoyed my time in Vancouver. It was a unique situation that we had just come off a lockout, and coming from Minnesota, Vancouver probably was our biggest rivalry at that time. Mm-hmm. And I actually have known the Crawford family for quite a while. I played my junior hockey in Belleville, so I knew Mark's dad, Floyd, and leading up to signing in Vancouver, I definitely had really high expectations on the ice of not only myself, but of the team. And unfortunately, things didn't work out. We had a good year. I mean, you look back statistically speaking, I think we had 90 plus points, but missed the playoffs. And, there's wholesale changes, which is normal for the game when you don't meet expectations. But I enjoyed the city. I enjoyed my time there. We met wonderful people, and I moved on. And it's a wonderful city. As far as Korea is concerned, when you talk about growth, I think they're in a very early, almost like an infantry stage in terms of the game of hockey. Hope provide a little bit of exposure and education for the people there. But more than anything, I think just culturally it's not a very popular sport and for a country that really prides itself on culture and history. Mm-hmm. It's going to take some time.
What are your thoughts, and I understand if you can't speak too much about this, but perhaps you can. What are your thoughts on the NHL deciding to forego the Olympics in Pyeongchang? Because do you see that as a missed opportunity or maybe a blessing in disguise?
Well, it is interesting, and I'm always going to be a player. I mean, once a player, you're always a player, so you'll always have, part of... whether it's your heart or brains that thinks like one. So, in one sense, it's extremely disappointing because, I think, as a kid growing up, Olympics, especially in the U.S., the Olympics was kind of something that you really aspired to be part of. And, I think it's the pinnacle of sporting competition. So, to not have the best hockey players in the world at that event is extremely disappointing. Not only from a fan's perspective, but a management perspective, and it won't be the same. That's for sure. Selfishly speaking, now that I'm going to be there and trying to have success with the Korean Olympic team, I mean, it's obviously going to help us. Mm-hmm. So it kind of is twofold, but I think it's unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate to everybody across the world. And I understand the time change and the differences and the issues that have come up that didn't allow for the players to attend. But, I don't think anyone's winning.
We're talking to Richard Park, assistant coach with the Korean men's national hockey team that will be playing in the Olympics here. Now, just sort of sticking with the Olympics and the decision by the NHL not to participate, was sort of the Korean Federation really banking on that and really trying to sell the NHL because they're trying to grow the game of hockey in that country?
Well, without really going too much in depth, the Federation and the president of the federation in particular really was advocating for players to come over from the National Hockey League. I think it's, you don't really need to expand on you know, how, what it would mean to have, you know, the best players in the world in your country come and try and expose the game. So, you know, there's certain parameters that I think that were unrealistic in terms of getting around to from the Korean Federation's perspective to get to possibly get players there. So, you know, it just is one of those unfortunate things that didn't work out. But without a doubt, the Federation and the hockey people throughout the whole country was pushing for NHL players to come.
And how much has hockey grown in Korea over the past couple of decades?
Well, that I don't know. I mean, I really don't have anything to compare to. You know, when I retired, I took this position, and it's I still live in LA, and I actually also work for Minnesota. So I've been really busy, and I will say, you know, we've been promoted into the top division at the World Championships. Mm. I think the popularity has grown, but when you're talking about, you know, real substantial growth, you have to start at the grassroots and expose the game to the kids at a young age, and there's a lot that goes into that, and you need the infrastructure, you need the staff, it's not as easy as saying, you know, we're going to be in the Olympics, we're in the top division, we're in the top 16 echelon of teams in the world globally. That's not enough to sell the sport. You got to do it in conjunction with, you know, getting out there and spreading the game to the next generation of kids. And, you know, that I haven't been involved with, so I can't really elaborate and give you an accurate description of the growth of the game there. What I can say, it has definitely gained in popularity because of the success we've had as a national team in the last 3 years. That in combination with the Olympics and hopefully having some success there will, you know, leapfrog the game to a different level for years to come. But again, it's going to take some time. But more importantly, I think, you know, rather than focus on Korea just individually, I think, you know, with Japan hosting the 20 Summer Games and China hosting the 22 Olympic Games, I think there's opportunity for a lot of growth in those Asian countries for the sport of hockey.
Richard Park, thank you so much for joining us on The Playbook. He is the assistant coach of the Korean men's national hockey team, former NHLer, former Vancouver Canuck. I want to say, "감사합니다" for all your time here this afternoon.
That's excellent Korean. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard. Yeah. Sportsnet 650.